So we're going to continue discussing issues relating to Shabbos, but this time we're going to talk about Erev Shabbos, and specifically traveling on Erev Shabbos. I remember a couple of years ago, there was every once in a while it happens that there's a plane that gets stuck, that leaves the United States on Thursday night, and is supposed to get to Israel just in time for Shabbos. So is this, and then they end up getting delayed, and they end up getting stuck somewhere. Is that appropriate to do? Are there any restrictions on what a person is allowed to do in terms of traveling on Erev Shabbos? So this is a sugya in Maseches Sukkah, not a Maseches Shabbos. Surprisingly, it's a sugya in Maseches Sukkah. Daf Mem Dalet and Beis. Amar Ivo Mishum Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik Al Yahalich Adam Ba'arvei Shabbosos Yoser Migimel Parsaos. A person should not travel more than three Parsaos on Erev Shabbos. Amar Avkana Lo Amar Ela Lebeisei. That's only if he's going home. Avol Ushpizei Amay Denaket Samich. But if he's going to his an inn or to a hotel or something, so he's not going to be expecting anyone to prepare Shabbos for him, so he'll rely on whatever food he has with him, and therefore there's no problem with him traveling that distance on Erev Shabbos. That's the first day in the Gemara. Ikata Amri lo nitzucha ela afilu lebeisei, that even to his home, but also to his ushpiz, and he's not allowed to go on Erev Shabbos. He said, I tried it once. I showed up last minute right before Shabbos after traveling a long way on Friday, and they had nothing ready for me. I had no food to eat for that Shabbos that they had prepared for me. The clear implication of this Gemara is that while there is a prohibition to travel great distances on Erev Shabbos, that prohibition is a function of the fact that it used to be that if you showed up unexpectedly, there wouldn't be enough food for you. You wouldn't have what to eat for that Shabbos. That's what it seems from the Gemara. Two deos in the Gemara, whether you're allowed to go to a hotel after traveling a great distance or to an inn after traveling a great distance on Erev Shabbos, but certainly not to go back home after traveling a great distance on Erev Shabbos. This is unlike the Sugya Maseches Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about not leaving on a boat 3 days in advance of Shabbos. That has nothing to do with whether food is going to be ready for you for Shabbos or not. That's an entirely different sugya, that there are several shitos from Rishonim, what exactly the concern is over there, whether it's a concern of Tchum Shabbos, a concern that it will be Yavol Lidei Chilul Shabbos, a concern that it's going to be a Bittul Oneg Shabbos, because a person is going to be out of sorts when he's on a boat. This is a different sugya. This is only about Friday, and it's specifically telling us, the Gemara is specifically telling us, apparently, that it's something about not having Shabbos ready for you, not having the food ready. Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Mem Tes points out that from the Rif and the Rush, it sounds like we paskin like the Lishna Basra, that you're not allowed to travel more than Gimel Prasaos, even to the Ushpiza, even to the inn, even if you're not going home. Why is it Asr to do this? So we find four basic shitos. Rashi writes, the concern is that if you come home and they didn't know that you were coming home, they will not have prepared food, and therefore you will get angry at them. So it will cause a stress on the Shalom Bayis, because the traveler is going to be irritated, he's going to get angry, and that's no good. Rabbi Chananel says, no, we just want to make sure that you have enough food for Shabbos, because otherwise it's a bittul Oneg Shabbos. Oh, you're not going to get angry. You're going to be very patient and kind and calm, but you're going to be hungry, and therefore you're not going to have Oneg Shabbos. And that's the problem in its own right, that you're not going to have Oneg Shabbos. The Rif says, because we want a person to have Daitum Yusheves Alav, a person should be in a proper state of mind going into Shabbos, and he should have Oneg Shabbos, but not in the sense of food. Oneg Shabbos of Menuchas Halev, similar to what the Gemara says in Erev in Daf Samachay, that someone who's Bamin Aderech should not daven for a while. Ben Rashi explains, because Ein Daito Miyushevas Halev, Mipre Tareach Aderech, that when a person is traveling a lot, it's a very stressful thing to do. Traveling is a stressful thing to do, so a person won't be in the right mindset. So if a person's not in the right mindset to daven, he's not going to be in the right mindset to experience Shabbos if Friday was a major travel day. Rabbeinu Prachya, in Shabbos Daf Yotes, says that some explain that the concern is that you might not be able to find the city to spend Shabbos in, and we have to be choshesh that it's going to lead to chilul Shabbos, because you're not going to find a place where you're going to be able to settle and spend Shabbos. Or he says it might lead to chilul Shabbos on a different level, that maybe you'll come to your house and there's not going to be enough time to prepare a su'uda for you, like the Gemara implies, and on that level it's going to lead to chilul Shabbos, because everyone's going to be nervous. Oh, daddy came home and there's no food for him. We better quickly cook, but it's going to be very late in the day. And quickly cooking means that there are going to be Mechal Shabbos. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph, is the primary concern. So three out of these four explanations relate to a lack of food being ready. But of those three, what that means, and that's the mashmos of the Gemara, but what's so bad about not having the food ready? Three different concerns. One is that you'll get angry and therefore will be a bittul shalom bayis. The other is that you just won't have onek Shabbos because you're not going to have what to eat. And third is you will have what to eat because they're going to be cooking for you on Shabbos, so it's going to be chilul Shabbos. So all three of those explanations do go with the pashtus of the Gemara, that it's about them not being able to prepare food for you, but it each one with a slightly different angle. The Bach writes that if a person travels on a wagon, then you don't have to worry about three parsaos, and if people do that, you don't have to make a macha on them if they travel. Mishabru quotes that the Magen Avraham, what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Bach, that it sounds like you can travel on a wagon even after Chatzos Hayom, even great distances. So just in the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, he points out, it's not really what the Bach says. The Bach never said it's mutter. The Bach says, ein mochen biadam, mutter sheishogigin. You don't have to criticize them. You can let them be. So Machsa Shekel writes that maybe the Bach is mitzari of two things. That which the Magen Avraham says, that nowadays there's no such thing as a Jewish home that can't have one more person share the food. I mean, there's so many leftovers that it could last, you know, till Wednesday night, the leftovers in most of the homes. So the idea that they're not going to have food for him to eat for Shabbos is not so much of a concern nowadays. And you combine that with the idea that he's traveling by a wagon is not as exhausting as traveling by foot. That's what it must mean, that if you put those two things together, then you can even be matir l'chadchila. Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim that hakol l'fiya inyan, and since the concern is that you're going to surprise people by showing up last minute, if you send a shliach, or nowadays make a phone call and say, by the way, I'll be home in time for Shabbos, and you're not going to surprise anyone, there's not going to be any kas, there's not going to be any bittul oneg, there's not going to be any chilul Shabbos, everything will have been taken care of in advance. The only concern that would still apply is that concern of the rif, that you're not going to have daitum yushevas alav because of the stress of traveling. Now, the idea that it's gimel parsaos, that's the number, that you're not allowed to travel, that's the distance that you're not allowed to travel, is a little bit odd, that there's like a standard distance, because sometimes Erev Shabbos is very long, like it is this time of year, and sometimes Erev Shabbos is very short, like it is around December. So, and also, it doesn't seem that we distinguish between when you began your travels that day. So that implies that the rif is really correct, that the issue is not really about having time to prepare for Shabbos. The real issue is that just traveling is exhausting and you're going to be out of sorts for the entire Shabbos. The Aruch Liner on that sugya in Sukkah, Mem Dalet on Beis, says he doesn't understand how they can have set a time of Gimel Parsaos. Sometimes, on a shorter day, it's very different than on a longer day. Summertime is very different than a winter time. So he says, really, there are two reasons that you're not allowed to travel. That if you come close to Shabbos, you're not going to have enough time to prepare your su'uda. And secondly, you're going to be ayef yageya, you're going to be tired. Meaning, both the rif and the other shitos are correct, that they're both legitimate concerns. So you need to get there early enough during the day for the sake of the concern that they have to have time to prepare food for you for Shabbos. And then the other concern of being ayef yageya, the shear for that is gimel parsaos. And that's why we have a specific shear, because even the other shitos that talk about not having enough time to get the food ready are moda to the rif, says the Aruch Liner, that that's also a concern, that a person is going to be too exhausted. What's the point of traveling to exhaustion? Three parsaos. In Shulchan Aruch and Resh Mem Tes Sif Aleph, he only quotes the reason about preparing the needs of Shabbos, does not mention anything about the exhaustion. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Hakol l'fiya inyan, and therefore he says, if you travel by wagon or you ride on a horse, where you travel more quickly, Gimel Parsaos is not magic. Gimel Parsaos is just the shear that we give if you happen to be traveling by foot. In Primogadim, he points out from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's Meduyok, that it's only if you start traveling at the beginning of the day that you're allowed to go as far as three parsaos. But if you start traveling, and we assume three parsaos is one third into the day, but if you start traveling later, then you shouldn't be traveling any more than one third into the day. So that's this seems to be a point of tension over here. Is this a shear of Gimel Parsa'os, or is it no, that you just can't come home late? And late is defined as the time it takes to go Gimel Parsa'os from the beginning of the day. The Aruch HaShulchan says nowadays a person travels by train, he should figure out how much time it takes to go Gimel Parsa'os by foot, and that's how much time he's allowed to go by train. And L'chor, the same is true by airplane. However long it takes to go Gimel Parsa'os by foot, that's how much it would take to go by airplane. So somewhere between 3.5 and 4.5 hours, and you're not allowed to travel more than that distance on Erev Shabbos. So Bizman Hazeh, Mishabura quotes a number of Achronim, the Bach, the Prisha, the Yizut, the Chayyadim, the Lech Matzishitim, the Eli Rabba, that mikol makom tzarich lizar lechadchila shelo yelech o yisa ad samach le'erev. That even if you can avoid running afoul of the halacha, so you're not going to travel 3 parsa'os, or you're not going to be traveling by foot, and you don't have these concerns, so it seems that lehalacha you have what to rely. And they know that you're coming home, so there's not going to be any surprises. So you don't really violate this Gemara. The Mishabura says, still don't do it. Don't travel late in the day on Erev Shabbos, even though they know to expect you and there's going to be plenty of food and we don't have any of these concerns, because there's still a concern that when you're traveling late in the day, things go wrong and you're going to be rushed at the very end, and there's still a risk of Chil Shabbos, and there's a risk of not going into Shabbos in the right mindset. So even though it's not a violation of that Gemara, you didn't go 3 parsa'os, and you weren't risking not having food, but nevertheless, it's just not a wise thing to do. So in the Tshuvas Or L'Tzion, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul and Chelik Beis Perek Tazayin, Tshuva Vav says that you should get to your destination at least a full hour before Shabbos begins. That should always be the plan. Chaznish in Maisa Ish, it's quoted in Maisa Ish Chelik Beis, page Kuf Nun, that the Chaznish wouldn't travel outside of the city after Chatzos Hayom and Erev Shabbos, and that's what the Stipler did as well. That it already may Arba Shos L'Maili, even before Chatzos Hayom, one third into the day. Rav Nissim Karelitz in Chut Shani, Peches, page Ayin Vav, Perek Peches, page Ayin Vav, or no, Perekes rather, page Ayin Vav, in the volumes on Shabbos, says, based on the Bach, that even in a place where the Isser doesn't apply, because they know that you're coming home, etc., a person should always take into account possible delays, and the rule of thumb should always be, the Poskim point out, the Ktos HaShulchan says, the rule of thumb should always be, figure out how long the journey is supposed to take, and double that, and always leave yourself that amount of time, regardless of your mode of transportation, particularly if you're traveling by plane. Always double, because planes are notoriously delayed and late, so a person should always be extra careful. However long the journey is supposed to take, double that amount of time. Just be mesayim that the Aruch HaShulchan, when he quotes this halacha in Simen Reish Mem Tes Siv Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Ve'al pi rov hasatan mekatreg be'erev Shabbos. The Satan tries to get the best of us on Erev Shabbos. V'lechein yirali zayir ma'od bazeh. One has to be very careful about this. Uscharo kafel min ha-shamayim, and he will get double reward from Shamayim. Via mimakdishe Shabbos kodesh v'lo mimchaleha chas v'shalom. And that way a person will firmly establish himself as one of those who are makdish Shabbos kodesh, and not chas v'shalom, one of those who are mechalel Shabbos. So even though you could have easily nowadays avoid running afoul of the actual halacha that appears in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, all of the poskim recommend that a person should see to it that he gets to his destination with plenty of time to spare before Shabbos. Okay, everyone have a great day. I'll stick around.